She a bad mama jumper. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails burned while you might. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails done. Why you mad?
Hey, my queen and moms, it's Chrissy, and I am back with another dose of MQ Mommy Motivation for you ladies. This podcast is all about motivating moms to be the best you that you can be. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Breaker, Google Play, Anchor, and all other platforms. Happy New Year, my queen and moms. Ladies, we made it to a new year. We made it to see 2022, and oh gosh, such a beautiful feeling it is. Such an honorable feeling it is to make it to a new year. I hope that everyone enjoyed their holidays. I hope everyone was able to check off their 2021 goal list. I hope that everybody was able to go into a new year with a fresh mind and a fresh heart and a new outlook on everything. You know, these holidays were a bit different. It didn't feel the same for me, you know, especially with the fact that everyone tested positive for COVID. The last month of 2021, the holidays was just ugly. And I know I saw a lot of Facebook moms say that, you know, they weren't able to spend Christmas with their children. And that was heartbreaking to read. Like, my sincerest apologies to every mom that had that feeling, because I know that shit just sucks. That's a sucky feeling. Even when we're trying to do the right thing, when we're washing our hands, we're staying masked up, we're trying to make sure that we're keeping ourselves and our kids protected, and boom, you test positive. You know, it does suck. I hate that you moms had to feel that. But you know, we got to look at things differently. It's a new year. It's a new day. Let's see if we can go ahead and try to move forward. You know, so y'all know me. I like to set goals and I like to, you know, check them off one by one. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. This podcast is I'm going to share my 5 resolutions with you all. And I want them to be understandable, and I want them to be doable. And when I say doable, I want to be confident enough in myself to know that this is something that I know that I need to do, and I'm gonna make sure I get it done. I want it to be, you know, a doable experience. Don't overthink everything, and don't try to beat yourself up about thinking about a goal. Your goal can be as simple as cleaning up more. Your goal can be as simple as cooking more. You know, I want these goals to be doable for myself and for you all. So I'm gonna share my 5 resolutions with you all, and at the end I'm gonna do a challenge, and I hope that all the moms participate in this challenge, because you know we gotta hold each other accountable. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, my first one: I will strive for balance. So I don't know if y'all remember, in previous episodes I've always talked about balance in my life, my friends, my family, my kids, my work, my organization, my podcast, just balance in general. And I'm not too good at balance. And it was a goal on 2021. And now I'm moving that goal into 2022, because I haven't yet fulfilled it yet, but that's okay. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get that together. Okay. And y'all gonna help me get that together. All right. My second one will be, I'm working on reducing stress. I stress about everything. The smallest things, I stress about it. If my refrigerator looking a little junky, oh my God, I'm stressing about it. I gotta stop stressing so much. I let so much get to me, and it's unnecessary. I gotta stop overthinking so much, and that's my number one problem. I'm always overthinking every single thing, which causes me stress and anxiety. So that's on my list. We gonna work on that in 2022. I know I am going to get that together in 2022. And my number three, I will save money. Now, moms, oh my God, moms, y'all know when you have kids. Now I have all girls. I have three girls, and we got a new puppy. Saving has to be one of the hardest things for me to do. Now I can start off good in some way, somehow. I dibble dabble into my savings. I have to find a way to like hide it from myself, but I'm scared if I hide it from myself, I'm never gonna be able to find it. And at some point I do want to find it, but I know me, so I gotta find a better route. So if anybody has any tips on saving, share that with me, because I'm constantly buying something for my babies. I'm constantly thinking I need something in my kitchen, something small in my bathroom. And you know, if my dad heard me saying this, he'll probably be like, oh my God, Crystal, seriously, I'm the saving king. You mean to tell me you ain't got that right yet? Like he got it down. Like he's amazing when it comes to money, and I didn't get that trait from him, but I'm gonna work on it in 2022 because we doing doable resolutions, okay? Now, my number four, I'm gonna treat myself right. So every year, that is a resolution for me. I don't want to lose track of who I am, because I once was there. When I had my firstborn, I lost myself. And then I bounced back. Then I had my second born, and then I lost myself, and then I bounced back. So it's it's just, listen, y'all, I have to keep reminding myself how important I am and how much I mean to everyone around me, so that way I can keep myself up. Because if I'm not the best of myself, I can't be the best to my girls. And that goes for every mom. Like, always remember, you have to put yourself number one. It's not selfish. There's nothing selfish about putting your mental state and your physical state number one, because if you don't, you can never be number one for your family and the loved ones that surround you. So self-care is always going to be a goal and a resolution of mine, because I always want to keep that going. I never want to lose track of how important I am to myself and the people around me. You know what I'm saying? So always keep that. You know, I want y'all to put that on y'all list too. Self-care. Don't lose yourself. Don't ever forget how important you are, you know? And my last one, be more present. So I'm always with my kids, of course. Y'all always, you see Chrissy, you gonna see three girls following behind her. Now sometimes it's probably gonna be Ziggy, our dog, that's gonna be following behind us. But I'm always with them, yes. However, when I come home, sometimes I get, you know, a little distracted. Gotta cook dinner, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and I want to make home more homey. That's what I mean about being present. It's a lot of fun challenges out there. I want to do more challenges with my kids. You know, they done introduced me to TikTok, so I do more TikToks with them. You know, I just want to make sure that home is always a peaceful place outside of when we step into the world, what we have to deal with. I want to make sure that home is always gonna be our safe net for me, my kids, my man, my family. I have to make home what it is. So that's what I mean about being present, and it's very important that you make it that way, because these babies deserve it. They deserve a peaceful environment to always come home to. You know, I got a middle schooler. I got one coming out of elementary, and I got another one that's just starting elementary. And it's so many struggles that they have as kids these days. I have to make sure that when they come home, they know, oh, it's time to get down. They know it's lit. They know mommy and daddy gonna make shit popping. You know what I'm saying? So that's my last resolution. And that one is actually one that is very important to me. So I had to put that on the list. So those are my doable 5 resolutions. And I want to challenge you ladies to do the same. So I'm gonna write down my 5 resolutions and I'm gonna post them on my Instagram. I want you ladies, once y'all finish listening to this podcast, I want you all to write down your 5 resolutions and share them with me. Take a picture, tag me on Instagram at Chrissy_Alexandra or at Mother's Queenin'. If y'all don't have an Instagram, tag me on Facebook at Mother's Queenin' is the group, the Facebook group. You can also tag me on my personal page, Crystal Carr. But let's share these resolutions with each other so that way we can hold each other accountable. We always need an accountability partner. It's always good to have that one partner to check on you every so often. You know, hey sis, you got that resolution done? Did you check one of your goals off your list? So yeah, let's hold each other accountable for what we want to do to better ourselves. Let's help each other. That's always the best way to go. That's the most inspiring way to go when it comes to us women. We have to inspire each other. We have to motivate each other. We have to empower each other. So let's do it. Let's get this challenge done. It's the first month of the year. So we got this. We got all year to get these done. And we gonna knock it out, okay? I hope everyone has, you know, a different mindset this year. I pray that everyone is more confident in themselves. You know, it's a lot that we have to tackle, but we got this. We are moms, and that's one thing. We always gonna make shit shake, you know what I'm saying? So I pray everyone has the ability just to continue going. So be safe, my queen. All right, my queens, that is a wrap. Tune in next Monday for all the mommy motivation your heart's desire. Thank you, my queen and sisters, for tuning in to MQ Mommy Motivation Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on IG at Chrissy_Alexandra and at Mother's Queenin'. And don't forget to join us on Facebook, Mother's Queenin'. I'm outie.